Podcast today's show at rte.ie/todaywithseanorourke.
Well, what happens when a 15-year-old girl has to suddenly spend the weekend with grandparents she hardly knows? This is the storyline of a play called We Were All Young Once, which is opening in Dublin on February 6th. Evelyn O'Rourke went along to final rehearsals on Wednesday to find out more. Evelyn, tell us more about the origin of this play, because lots and lots of people were involved.
Yes, this was a real collaboration. And I suppose the story begins with a woman called Karen Meenan. And Karen lives in Baldoyle in Dublin. And the play came about because Karen's own mother was diagnosed with dementia in her later years. And Karen and her family were, of course, devoted to her until she sadly passed away in 2016. But around this time, Karen herself was in the middle of a drama degree at Cluaisteáin na Dúlaig, and as part of her studies she had to write a dissertation paper. And looking around for inspiration, she thought of her mother and how her mother loved revisiting old memories and reminiscing with old photographs. So Karen decided she'd like to do a little more kind of research, I suppose, around this.
So she wanted to write a play about memories and elderly people. So how did she go about it?
Well, she approached the residents of Hoth Hill Lodge nursing home. She also talked to people at the Forget-Me-Nots Dementia Inclusive Choir in Dublin, and she also then went and met with teenagers from Santa Sabina School in Sutton, just to get them all to start talking in workshops. So it really was a group effort, and she found that this kind of style of theatre is called reminiscence theatre, and it takes the experiences of elderly people to inspire plays. And she discovered little things, Richard, like the idea of, say, girls getting ready to go out, that this was something that the generations had in common. Her mother, for example, had loved dressing up and used to paint nylon legs or lines up her leg, which is a real old classic thing to pretend you had posh tights. And her teenage daughter nowadays loves getting ready for nights out with her friends, swapping makeup and tips and outfits. So they're not so different, maybe, after all.
Now, Karen was deeply affected by her mother's experience with dementia. What did she have to say about that time in her mother's life?
Well, she said that once she realised that her mum was beginning to slip away from them a little bit, she really wanted to start writing her memories down. And she'd got a copy of the book, the memory book that had been, may have been she was involved with. But when she gave it to her mother originally, she pushed it away. A few years later, she mentioned the book again, and this time was much more successful. And she and her family would spend hours with her mum discussing things that are suggested in the book, like childhood memories. Where did you go to school? They gathered photographs, they put them into the memory book. And in her mother's final months, Karen told me that the mum used to have the books beside her the whole time. And Karen really saw for herself, I suppose, the healing power of memory. But here we're going to meet Karen. We hear her first knee-deep in rehearsal, and then she talks more about her mum and how she was influenced by the style of reminiscence theatre and about the different things she learned in the workshops from the experiences of elderly people who created the stories.
Okay, so there's just been a fight, so let's just keep up the energy.
You know, this piece is about the reconciliation. The fight's over.
The fight is over, yeah.
So my daughter, who was in transition year at the time, she was doing an outreach programme in Hoth Hill Lodge nursing home. And she said to me, just as she was going to do this week, she says, what'll I talk to them about? And I said, well, ask them questions like, where do they go when they were getting ready to go out? And do they go to the movies or do they go to a dance or a ceilidh? You know, just ask them questions and they'll give you the answers. And what I noticed was the first day she was there, she was calling them the old people. By Thursday, she's saying, I met a lovely girl. And I thought, there's something really special in this. So that gave me the inspiration to start using some of those stories to weave a drama around it. So then I went back to the Forget-Me-Nots and I said to the guys, I'm a volunteer down there, so I sing with them every Tuesday. And I said, would you mind if we did a few workshops? You know, can I ask you a few questions about where did you go? What did you do? And would you mind if I recorded it? And they loved this. And all these people who didn't know each other had this shared experience of growing up in the 40s and 50s. The memories were the shared memories. And I thought, OK, this is the genesis of the play. And in fact, the ideas that were captured in the workshops, some were from people with dementia and some didn't. It didn't actually matter. There was a lovely moment that happened during one of the workshops. This was a husband and wife team. And the wife, she was talking about a watch as being a real symbol of a secret engagement, and that she got a watch from her now husband 50 years ago. And she said, that was the sign in my day that your fellow was serious about you. And the next thing was the engagement ring. And she says, every Christmas you'd be dreading that you've got the bracelet. You really wanted the watch. Her husband beside her said, it took me 2 years to save for that watch. And her eyes started to fill. And she said, I didn't think he remembered that. So for her afterwards, she said it was so significant that he wouldn't remember much about their relationship, but that he remembered the watch. It was huge for her. So it was one of those moments where I thought, oh, that has to go into the play.
I was waltzing with my darling to the
Karen Meenan there, you went along to one of their final rehearsals. Who did you meet?
Well, I met the team involved in the play, 15-year-old Katie Sheridan, who's in transition year in Santa Sabina, and Ken Saunders, who plays her grandfather, and Karen, of course, who's directing, and a woman called Mary Bowen, who we'll come to later on. But as we mentioned, Richard, the play, it tells the story of this teenager, Izzy, who was suddenly sent to spend the weekend with her mother's parents, and they meet as virtual strangers on Friday. But after they've shared memories, and we see all this on stage, they realise they have lots in common, and music is a really important part of this play, and they've an old-style record player for records, and I like this line. Ken, the grandfather, calls them LPs and Izzy calls them vinyls, but through talking and playing records they learn about each other. So here Ken and Izzy perform an excerpt from the play, and then Ken Saunders talks to me more about his own experience with dealing with his own elderly mother.
Are you still mad at me? I heard you shouting, "I'm so sorry, Grandad. I didn't mean to make such a fuss tonight."
Yeah, Granny explained about the boy. What's his name anyway?
Jack.
Jack what?
Jack Jones.
Jack Jones? Like the singer? I have some of his albums here. Sinatra is still my favourite, but Jack Jones comes a close second. "Hey, little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup." My name is Ken Saunders, and I'm playing the role of the grandfather, Ken.
Tell me why you were drawn to this script and this production.
I suppose Karen and myself have had similar experiences with parents and dementia. We kind of collaborated in drama many years ago, so we still kept in touch. So when she approached me about sort of workshopping some of the interviews that she'd had with the residents in some of the nursing homes, I was interested in that.
When you went through the experience of supporting your parents through this, did you see gaps then? You think we're not good at talking about dementia?
Yeah, I think that's true. There was one period when my mum was in hospital. There were an elderly couple in the same room together, and he was much more advanced than the lady. But some of their neighbours used to come in to visit them, and they'd bring in, you know, an accordion or a tin whistle, and they'd sing to them. And they brightened up for the period of time that they were in there. And I thought, you know, there's the way to go, you know. So I think we need to be a bit more creative around stuff like that.
So a play like this is giving a voice to all that?
Absolutely. You know, as Karen would testify, the engagement of the younger people and the older people and the sense of connection there is very important.
Ken and Izzy there. Now, we mentioned that this play came about as a group effort, but there really is one woman whose story is at the heart of this.
Yes, Karen and her family had joined the Forget Me Not Choir, which is a dementia inclusive choir, to help her mother. And one member of the choir is 83-year-old Mary Bowen. And one day after choir practice, Karen, she doesn't mind me telling her age. In fact, I think she's turned 84 since she wrote the play or was involved with the play. But they were in the local supermarket and started talking. And Karen was just intrigued by Mary's stories, standing there in the shop. You know, she was talking about her childhood and growing up in Tipperary all those years ago. And Mary is as sharp as a tack, misses nothing. She was really lovely to meet, I have to say. And she talked to me about her own story. And even though she's now in her mid-80s, she finds it incredibly easy, Richard, to recall details from her childhood.
I had a conversation with Karen in Little's shop. We were going home from the choir and we just had a chat. I don't know how it started, but we just had a chat about living long ago in the country. And that's where it started.
In the supermarket?
In the supermarket. Loved my childhood. I did, even though things were harder, I really enjoyed it.
But are you surprised by how clear the memories are still in your head?
No, it just flowed to me.
You could remember the kettle, you could remember the
bread,
fire.
Making bread. I was able to make bread about the age of 12 in the oven on an open fire. But then, of course, everybody got the range and cooking was much easier.
How important is memory, if you know what I mean, for people?
One thing I particularly notice in the choir, when we start singing, the ladies who are brought from the nursing home, you would hear them join in and sing the songs from their youth. And it's something that helps them, I think, quite a lot. But they would love listening to you, helping them to refresh their memory, and would start laughing when you would say something about milking the cow or feeding the pig or, you know, feeding the turkeys.
What does it mean to you to have this play about your story and your memories?
Well, I'm very proud of that, really, because I am very proud of where I come from. It was something of an experience of a lifetime that I never thought I would be on a stage, because, as I said when I introduced myself, I did many things in my lifetime, but I never put foot on a stage. It was an outpouring of laughter.
But it's Isn't that a great thing to know at 83 you can still have a new job?
Well, I'm very proud of that, really.
Mary Bowen ending Evelyn O'Rourke's report there. And the play, We Were All Young Once, runs in the Axis Theatre in Ballymun from Tuesday, the 6th of February. We'll be back after this break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.